Hello and good morning. Today the sun continues its yearly month-long trek through your first house of persona as expressed and directed by Aquarius, whose mantra is, give me freedom to choose the path. Very New Hampshire, live free or die is their state motto. Literally. I mean, it's so intense. And the moon reflects that energy into your fourth house of home and family through Taurus, whose mantra is, be here now on purpose. Aquarius thinks of the future and the sacrifices that need to be made in order to attain that future, to leave a legacy, to empower mankind, you know, the whole Promethean myth. And Taurus thinks of maintaining the order that has already been established, the status quo. I could say any disruptions you might bring home with you will blow over in a couple of days when the moon moves into your fifth house. But Uranus, the planet of disruption and, you know, surprising insight, the co-ruler of Aquarius, just entered your fourth house of home and family, and will be destabilizing and sending shockwaves, both welcome and unwelcome, into your home life for quite a while. It could be just what the doctor ordered, and it usually is, from an astrological perspective, since we tend to be of the idea that, you know, everything's meant to be, and, you know, it all happens for a reason, and, you know, fate. And that's partly true, but sometimes bad things just happen. So it could be what the doctor ordered, like I said before, and it could feel like a fresh wind blowing through a stale house. Or it could feel like a tempest and your house is being wrecked. And it's highly likely to experience both, since this is such a long transit. Something astrology doesn't particularly measure well is magnitude. So how big or small a thing is, a mountain or a molehill, we have zero predictive power at all. We just say during this time, it's possible that you will experience some awakening in this field of life, which is your home and family. And if you are interested in psychology and knowing yourself as well as you can, getting to the roots of your being, these next few years could fill you with fascinating insights about yourself and your family.